Item one is a rezoning at 258 Burnell Street under file DAZ-232 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard. Item two is a variance at 258 Burnell Street under file DAV-166-105-2012-D.
Thank you. Okay, so we have anybody in opposition?
Yeah.
Okay, so, what are you doing? Are you pointing at me for it? Oh, my script, that's cute. Okay, let me just get back there. So for 2-5, we have, now this is, there is no one in opposition. So the applicant may or may not need to come up to speak. However, I'm not sure who would like to speak, who is the applicant. But any one of these people can speak. Who is the applicant?
Right here.
You're the applicant?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Gary Denmark.
Gary, do you want to come and speak first?
Sure.
Just because you're the applicant, it makes it easier. And then Bert Friesen and Randall Rennick. But Gary, come on up and tell us. Right up at the end there, we need to need you for the microphone. I know it's, you know, the big table thing. Sorry about that.
Not a problem.
So give us, what's up? Go ahead.
The application is for rezoning of a currently abandoned building. It's been abandoned for quite a while. And our rezoning application is for the conversion of the building into commercial units, four commercial units, as well as 80 residential apartments, rentals.
Okay. Fair enough. Councilor Smith, do you have any questions?
Sounds like great development for me.
Okay.
That building's been empty for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Since McGavin's gave it up, eh?
It's...
Now, the suite sizes, you've got some very small suites there too, eh?
We have a variety. We've got up to three-bedroom suites as well as bachelor suites. So we've got a range.
Well, it's a good proposal. I mean, you're near the bus routes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not a question of parking. I think it's very good.
Fantastic. Anybody else have any questions? No? Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Would either of the other applicants who would like to add, Bert Friesen or Randall Rennick, like to come up and speak? You don't have to. You definitely don't. But you may. Come on up.
My name is Randall Rennick, and I'm here to support the project. I've been involved with the process from the marketing standpoint for a number of years now, since 2008, when we originally acquired the building. And it's been a long process, but we've come up with a program, I think, that would be supportive of the community and bring a fresh new look onto the street.
Mm-hmm.
to rehabilitate otherwise an area that's decayed quite badly. And, you know, we've had quite a good support from the community as well as the various different levels of the City of Winnipeg in the process. So hopefully we'll be able to get our permits quickly.
Well, we'll do our best.
Okay. Other than that, that's pretty much all I have to say. We're very excited about the prospect of putting it all together.
Thank you.
What do you mean by support from the community?
Well, we had an open house and we had a great turnout from residents in the area. And they were, you know, impressed with what we had presented. It's certainly taking a derelict building out of the community that has been an ongoing problem from a security standpoint. We've had vagrant people and, you know, on the property and a couple of break-ins and incidents. And so it's going to put basically a historical building. It was originally built for the McGavin's Bread Company. Into a serviceable use for the community. It Obviously, they're not going to bake any more bread there, but certainly maybe people will cook in their kitchenettes, I would imagine. But,
it would be nice if I had noticed that, if I had noticed that you're open house.
Oh, I thought we had sent out the required information to the surrounding areas as well as to the city. I'm surprised you didn't receive one.
But it's a good proposal anyway.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, seeing now the applicants, anybody else in favor of the application that wishes to speak? Seeing none. Moving on, in opposition, anybody in opposition that would like to speak that has not filled in a card? Seeing none. Is there anybody whose name has not been called who wishes to speak in the matter at all? Seeing none. I don't believe the applicant needs to come back to, well, he can't come back because there's nothing new to add, because there's no one opposing. So I guess we're ready to go.
Yeah.
So on the first one is a rezoning. Councilor Smith?
Yeah. Move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All in favor, opposed, aye. Carried.
Move that receipt of public representation be concluded.
All in support, opposed, carried.
Move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All in support, opposed, carried.
Move that the following supporting reasons be provided, namely it's an enhancement to the district. It's going to accommodate a great number of people. So it's going to add to the whole neighborhood. The business sector, I'm sure, is very pleased in that vicinity. And it's a building that's been empty for so long. I went through it at one point, and it's a tremendous building. So it's good to see that development is going to be taking place. I'm very pleased with this.
Great. Thank you. Those are names, good reasons.
Move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor, opposed, carried. Now, I believe this goes straight off EPC.
Yeah.
It is not opposed?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted. All persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. And now we'll move on to the variance.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Councilor Smith.
Move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor, opposed, carried.
Move that receipt of public representation be concluded.
All in support, opposed, carried.
Move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All in support, opposed, aye. Carried.
Move that criteria A to D of subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter set up below are satisfied.
All in support, opposed, carried.
And for all those A to D.
Yeah.
Move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in support, opposed, carried.
Please note the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued, which will be mailed to all persons registered.
Okay.